Okay, you little mothers. Time for another Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, a review of what we got done on our morning show on Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. Hello there, Darren.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to it.
We ready to do this?
Oh, we are. Oh, we are. Here we go. We'll start with number one.
Number one.
Got some stories I want to share. These are people who are wondering if they're in the wrong. And there's a common thread with these two stories. People wondering if they're the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
These are stories of wives cooking for
wives,
their husbands.
Okay.
Wives.
Making a meal.
Making meals for their husbands.
Okay.
All right. Let's get started with this one. Someone on the subreddit where they wonder if they're in the wrong.
Who is a better cook? Who's a better cook, you or Jenny?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
No. Jenny.
She's better.
Hands down.
Infinitely better.
It's not even close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? What makes you a bad cook?
Well, I don't do it often. She does.
I mean, a lot of it's just common sense, you know.
I tend to make the same things over and over again.
Oh, and she'll
She's
expand.
Always getting new ideas and new recipes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then...
Because you're like Mr. Spaghetti, Mr. Tacos.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, did you put out the taco platter yet?
It's Cinco de Mayo tonight, buddy.
All right.
It was always for tonight, for the taco party.
But it's already been washed, huh?
Oh, yeah. I can't...
Tonight's the night.
Tonight is the night we feast like kings. Like Aztec kings. Am I the jerk for telling my husband I won't be cooking for him anymore because of the comment he made?
Oh.
My husband doesn't know how to cook. He's also not a fan of the food I cook from my country of origin.
Mm.
Seeing him living off fast food motivated me to learn to cook his family's common meals.
Okay.
It took me a while to get it done properly. But now I can cook an entire list of his favorite meals.
All right.
He praises my cooking and encourages me to learn more.
All right. So far, so good.
While we were eating dinner at his parents' house, I had to excuse myself to go wash my hands after I was done. I left the table, and my husband was still eating. As I was making my way back, I heard his dad tell him he needed to take it easy because he was eating a lot.
Yeah.
He then asked my husband if I cook for him and if he eats well at home. My husband said that I do cook for him, but the food I make can only be fed to pigs, not humans.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I was hurt and so offended.
Uh-huh.
I showed up.
But he's lying because he eats your food.
I told him I'll no longer be cooking for him after this comment.
Yeah.
He was turning in his seat as I walked right past him, took my purse and said I was heading home. He got back later saying it wasn't like that. And even if it was, I should be happy he still eats my food when it's still not, his words, perfect yet. He said he was trying to protect my feelings.
What?
And I hurt his feelings when I told him I wouldn't cook anymore. So am I the jerk here?
I don't know what he was trying to prove.
Yeah. Cook for yourself. You say my food's fit for pig consumption? You cook for yourself. Then there's this one. And I'm gonna warn you right now. Buckle in for this one, all
okay.
right? Am I a jerk for showing my husband proof that his mom offered to bring him steak dish to the hospital? Steak dish?
You know, like bed steak.
My husband was in a car accident last week.
And I already take issue. The guy was in a life-threatening car accident, and I've got a problem with him.
My husband was in a car accident last week. He was staying at the hospital for his broken leg. Only me and his mom were there. His mom and I don't get along, all capital letters here, at all.
Uh-huh.
He tells me I'm overreacting or paranoid whenever I point out how his mother is mistreating me. He complained about the hospital food, saying it had no taste. And he asked me to make his favorite meal, which is steak dish.
Steak dish? Who talks like that?
Honey, this broken leg and this hospital food, it's not good for me, honey.
You know what I need?
Will you go home and make me the steak dish that I like? Bring me some steak dish. Steak dish? He complained about the hospital food, saying it had no taste, and asked me to make his favorite meal, which is steak dish, and bring it to him at the hospital. Noting that steak isn't cheap where we live, and I didn't have enough time to prepare it, I told him I'd see what I could do for him. And then his mom said if I was truly a supportive wife, then I'd find a way to make the steak dish happen. Once we left his
hospital... Why don't you shut your cat hole, okay?
Once we went outside his hospital room, his mom's tone changed. She suddenly seemed nice and said she could see how exhausted I was.
Look how exhausted you are.
And I should go home and not worry about the steak dish because she said she'd be happy to make it for him.
I'll do it.
I asked if she was 100% sure, and his mother told me absolutely.
But this is a setup, isn't it?
How do you know that?
Because I...
How are you this far ahead in the story?
Because I know people. Don't try to lie to me. Don't try to lie to me.
The next visit at the hospital, I showed up, and my husband asked why I didn't bring the steak dish he asked for. I saw his mom there, and I told him his mom offered to make it for him instead and told me not to worry about it. He didn't believe it. It was like, Mom said that?
That doesn't sound like Mom.
I'm not buying it. Mom, you really said that? Her reaction shocked me. She acted confused.
What?
And said that, well, I'm his wife. And she didn't know why I would expect her to perform my wifely duties.
Right.
Why would she have to do that for me?
You're a horrible wife.
I was confused, and I didn't know what to do. My husband seemed upset the entire visit.
Of course he was.
And I waited till his mom left to talk. I swore to him that his mom said she'd take care of it, but he said he didn't believe me.
Nope.
I pulled my phone out, and I called his mom and I put her on speaker so he could hear the conversation.
Now you confess right now.
And I said, hey, didn't you say you'd make the steak dish and that I didn't have to worry about it? And she replied, I did, but I obviously wasn't actually going to do it. I was just trying to help my son see how his wife is during the rough times. And you took the bait. My husband raised his eyebrows. He got mad. He called her later and picked a fight. And then he said, both me and the mom, no more visiting.
No, both of you stay away.
She lost it, called me petty and manipulative, and blasted me on Facebook, saying that I'm stopping her from seeing her son only because I couldn't get her to do things for me, like cooking for my own husband.
Steak dish.
And, and now his family are all criticizing me for this. So am I the jerk here? Wow.
Wow, that is... All levels of weird.
Bring me my steak.
Stop calling it steak dish.
You know, honey.
You know what I need.
It's a rough time for our family on account of that car accident. The only thing that I think would soothe me is steak dish. What the hell is steak dish? What does that even mean? And hospital food, let's not sit here and kid each other. Hospital food's pretty terrific these days, isn't it? They do a much better job than they used to. Nah, this isn't what I want. What I want is steak dish. The idea of getting the mother-in-law on the phone mm-hmm. and having her...
I can't believe the mother-in-law fell for that.
And you took the bait.
I can't believe she would admit to that. That I find surprising.
This is something else. What a, it's quite a family you've married into.
Yeah.
Best of luck with the steak dish. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to be.
How it's going to work out. It's not going to work out well.
Here's a comment. Somebody says, I had to stay in the hospital after a C-section last year. Once I was cleared to eat, I made my husband get me IHOP. It was near the hospital because I needed something substantial and delicious. That was before I even tasted the hospital food.
Just get me something to eat.
Mm-hmm. Someone says here, if you're in the hospital, the food's not great. I had a pulled pork sandwich last time I was in the hospital, which is one of my favorite foods, and I couldn't eat for almost a year after that.
Why do people think they need to comment?
Well, that's the whole point of this. They're looking for, you know.
Yeah, but they're not answering. They're not answering a question. I'd like to talk about me.
You know, I like pulled pork sandwiches. I don't think we're talking enough about that.
I like pulled pork.
You all know how I am with pulled pork sandwiches. That's like my steak dish. I can't believe I can't see my son. All I did was lie to his wife about
and
making
she,
steak
and
dish.
She's probably the one that cut the brakes.
You're right. This is a real soap opera, this family. Steak dish. We're Dave and Darren, and this has been another installment of General Steak Dish Hospital. As the steak dish turns, all my steak dish. Stay tuned for more steak dish drama on this exciting station.
This exciting station.
More steak dish melodrama coming your way on the NBC Blue Network. And now, Captain Ernie and his cartoon tugboat.
And his cartoon tugfest. Don't work blue.
Stay tuned for the cartoon tugfest. Deputy Dog is up next, kids.
Don't tell Mom and Dad.
This is our little secret. Remember, you can see us, we can't see you. Have at it.
Number two.
Mother's Day weekend, Darren, means the Beaux Arts Festival is back in downtown Davenport.
Okay.
Happening, it says here, at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds.
All right.
Benefiting the Figge Art Museum's Art Education and Outreach Programs. I want to say last year we went and it was at the Figge. This year it's out at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
Figge Museum, the largest museum, the most important collection of art between Des Moines and Chicago. It'd be a good job, a security guard at the Figge. That'd be fun. Security guards at art museums, it's either like super boring or it's really exciting because...
Where do you think you're going with that painting?
Somebody is cutting a hole in the ceiling.
Is that painting in your pants?
There's a security guard at an art museum in Russia that's in a lot of trouble. Looking at criminal charges for vandalizing a painting.
Oh, you don't do that. Was that just out of boredom?
It was out of boredom.
What is with me? I mean...
He went out of his mind with boredom.
What is with me?
And decided to draw two sets of eyes...
If I'm not every man, who is?
How do I do it?
I understand what you're going through. I get it.
The guard is accused of drawing two sets of eyes on this painting. Anna.
I can't just sit here anymore. I can't. I don't want to do this. I can't. I just can't sit here one more minute.
It's driving me crazy that there aren't eyes on that, that painting. I know. This is Anna Leporskaya's Three Figures painting. The eyes were discovered by a pair of visitors at the art museum. This is at the Yeltsin Center there in Moscow back in December during an art exhibition entitled The World as Non-Objectivity, The Birth of a New Art. Hey, that painting's not supposed to have eyes on it.
I didn't do it. I didn't burn your painting.
So now they have to figure out, okay, which one of you knuckleheads drew eyes on the painting?
I didn't buy it.
Mm-hmm. It's worth pointing out, too, the painting was on loan from a gallery in Moscow.
Yeah, see, that's what happens a lot of times.
Well, it's not ours. I'll just draw some eyes on it. This is my favorite part of the story. It's a 60-year-old security guard. They were able to figure out that he was the one that did it. He said he did it because he was bored. My favorite part of the story, though, Darren, is my favorite part of the story and the part that you didn't figure out is it was his first day on the job.
Oh, man.
His first day on the job, he got so bored he's drawing eyes on the paintings.
Man, this isn't going to work out. I thought it was someone who'd been there for 20 years and they finally snapped.
That would make a lot more sense.
I can't do this anymore. I cannot just sit here for 8 hours.
You could almost sympathize with somebody.
Right. Who's been there for 20 years.
Now, I want to show you the painting.
Have you ever caught anybody? No. Have you ever dealt with anybody? No.
I want to show you the painting that this guy drew the eyes on. And I get it. Like, it's just...
Yeah, it's just asking for it.
It's three... The painting
blank
is...
Blank faces.
Just three blank faces.
Yeah. No, that's kind of asking
and
for it.
And here's the eyes that he drew on. Just look. It's just little eyes. God. I don't know. I think it's an improvement.
I don't think it hurts.
He just drew some circles on the painting. What's the problem?
I don't think it hurts.
I was bored. The security company that employed the guard will cover the cost of restoring the painting. They think
you bet you will.
Well, just get an eraser. It says here the estimate for the restoration is nearly $3,000.
Well, that's not that bad.
No.
I've heard worse.
No.
Seen worse.
He was bored. It was his first day on the job. Why would you... There are three figures that have faces with nothing on them, right?
Yeah.
Why would you only draw eyes on two of the three faces?
Well, that won't be too obvious.
And then, it took somebody at the museum to say... Those eyes don't belong there. That's not okay, guys. You can't have eyes on a painting. That's not what it's supposed to look like. The painting is valued at $915 million.
What?
No, wait. $915,000.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. Under $1 million, but more than 900 grand. And this dummy's drawn eyes on it. I was so bored. I couldn't believe how boring this job was. The boring is what you would want if you're going to accept a job as a security guard at an art gallery.
You should
right?
know that going in.
Right? The artist, Leporskaya, was born in 1900, died in 1982, was a student of the renowned avant-garde artist, Kazimir Malevich. She also worked with other avant-garde artists, known primarily as a master of artistic porcelain. Her works are widely represented in the collection there at this Russian museum. Well, we'll pay for the restorations. We really shouldn't have hired this guy.
So how's that job going? Yeah, it's done already.
Damage was done with a ballpoint pen. Oh, no.
What'd you do? I drew on a painting.
I was bored.
I'm sorry I didn't hear you.
Hey, Vlad, you're not working at the museum anymore.
Yeah.
What happened, man?
I drew on a painting.
Wait, you did what?
I drew on a painting.
Flat, it sounds like you're saying you drew on a painting.
That's what I did.
What'd you draw?
Eyes.
On all three faces?
Just two of them.
Flat. Oh, you're so ridiculous.
Number three.
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 Tropical heat coming next week, and
we're having a heat wave. A what kind of heat wave?
A tropical heat wave.
There we go.
Highs in the potentially mid-90s. That can't be right. Although, why not? You know what? Why not? Hard freeze and then 90 degrees.
Boy, everything is going to be blooming.
Yeah.
Everything is just every plant. Every vegetation will just be swollen.
I think this is the weekend I get my lemongrass in the ground, right? Mother's Day weekend's when you're able to plant things.
Oh, they love their mothers.
Oh!
Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day.
Thanks, Frankie. It got me thinking, you know, with the warm weather.
They took my kid hostage. Not a dime. Ring-a-ding-ding.
I don't negotiate with the kidnappers.
Unless, of course, it's Tina or Nancy.
Then I'm willing to offer some things.
Frank Jr., you don't get a dime. Ring-a-ding-ding.
You messed up. You took the wrong kid,
you
baby.
You took the wrong kid,
swing on
baby.
Those gossamer wings, baby.
But Dad! I hear him.
Dang. Tell that kid to shut up.
Tell that kid.
Maybe you guys rough him up a little bit there.
Tell that kid to get his own name. You named me.
It's not his fault he's Frank Sinatra Jr. What's that about?
What the hell's going on?
With the warmer temperatures, a lot of us are starting to think about swimsuit season.
Mm.
I have here a list of six incredibly stupid fad diets.
Okay. This is what you could do to lose some pounds.
Well, this is what.
But before, where will you be swimming this summer, by the way?
I haven't given it any thought. Mm. I mean, my in-laws have a pool. That's where I tend to do most of my swimming, down in Macomb. These are recent and not so recent fad diets that have come and gone because of, they're not super effective is one big problem.
Okay. Might have helped somebody.
The baby food diet.
Oh, boy. You're going to need some diapers.
Instead of regular meals.
Just eat baby food.
Just eat a couple jars of baby food a day. On the surface, it doesn't seem like a bad idea. I mean, babies survive on baby food. Oh, I want to live on baby food. Why couldn't you live on baby food? Well, couple of reasons.
Yeah, what are they?
Well, there's a reason we don't keep feeding kids baby food forever.
Yeah, they grow out of it. And you maybe did too.
Baby food is mostly just mashed fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And that diet would leave you suffering from nutrition and protein deficiencies. Also, it's very easy to overdose on salt because baby food is formulated for the amount that a baby would eat.
Uh-huh.
In other words,
now what
it's
would
not
you think of that?
Adults.
What would you think of if all of a sudden, just as I mean, I eat other things.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice, you're having a jar of baby food every morning.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
That would be strange. I mean,
isn't baby food, for what it is?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of pricey?
I don't remember it being that pricey.
No?
No. I mean,
it's a... For its size, it's pricier than, say, a can of SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, okay. In that regard, you're absolutely correct. I mean, I'm trying to
think... The same way as, like, dog food is.
Right. Right. There are a lot of people who will just get the fruits and vegetables and mash them up in a food processor rather than pay... Because you're paying a lot for the packaging with baby food, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a lot of glass and plastic.
The gerbil baby.
If it says gerbil, put it back on the shelf.
Not go, yeah.
Baby's got three eyes.
Gerber baby food.
Yes, sir.
Branding is what you're paying for.
Yeah. I mean, it's... the thing too is when you've got a baby, everything's expensive. So I don't remember being particularly overwhelmed by the price of baby food. But you're probably right. for what it is.
Yeah, for what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure the margins on baby food are outstanding. But yeah, baby food diet, not a good idea for adults. There's also the cabbage soup diet.
Yeah.
First of all, it doesn't work. Cabbage soup is of course, delicious. So the idea is you would just eat cabbage soup to lose weight.
Yeah, that's like you're supposed to do that like for, what, a week or something?
You've heard of this.
Oh, yeah. You get to eat as much cabbage soup as you want.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all you're supposed to be eating.
Seems to me any diet that says you can eat as much as you want, that's problematic to start with. But this cabbage soup to lose weight, first of all, it doesn't work.
Okay.
It says here, you're poised to give yourself a fantastic cocktail of health issues. To begin with, we all know that cabbage can make you gassy.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the gut discomfort you'll get from subsisting on nothing but cabbage. Yeah, not great. The lack of calories, significant calories, will also start to cause heart problems. Not only that, the cabbage soup diet can actually lead to weight gain.
My heart gave out.
Once you get sick of eating nothing but cabbage, your body will quickly pile on the pounds to make up because your metabolism is slowed to a crawl.
Yeah, you're craving everything else.
Mm-hmm. The creators themselves of the cabbage soup diet have admitted that it just doesn't work. So if the people who came up with it are saying it's a bad idea, it's a bad idea.
Cabbage Patch Dolls came up with it.
Then there was the Sleeping Beauty diet.
Just never wake up.
The diet.
Just stay asleep.
Yeah, the idea is if you're asleep, you're not shoving food in your mouth, Tubby. So you should sleep for at least 10 hours a day. Okay. How is anything getting done? If you can't fall asleep because of your grumbling stomach, you're encouraged to just pop enough sleeping pills to knock yourself out. So, obviously, that's not a good idea.
Wake up, stupid.
You are losing weight, but that's because you're starving yourself. 8 hours is what they recommend. 10 doesn't seem like a good idea. Then in the 1920s, there was something called the cigarette diet. Whenever you're hungry, just...
smoke them if you got them. These bar owners are hurting.
Raji.
What's next?
This is how I reduce. If you feel hungry, fire up a heater. Nicotine does decrease your appetite, so you will be less hungry.
Have a square.
People bought into this 100 years ago in the 1920s, but they soon noticed that smoking constantly to keep yourself from eating was a pretty terrible idea. There's, you know, the lung cancer, but also smoking is pretty closely linked to weight gain. The cigarette diet fad died out fairly quickly. There's the diet of clamping your mouth shut. This is a new weight loss device. We've talked about this. It's called the Dental Slim Diet Control. It's a pair of strong magnets that clamps your mouth shut. It allows you to open your jaws, but only slightly. You can talk, you can ingest fluids, but nothing thicker than a straw will fit through your teeth. Dental Slim. The Academy of Eating Disorders felt the need to speak out against this new fad diet.
Yeah, no, I have magnets in my mouth. No big deal.
They say, the Academy of Eating Disorders, we call upon the entire healthcare community to question the use of not only this device, but of all weight loss methods that perpetrate weight stigma and may lead to patient harm.
I find you very attractive.
Finally, there's the breatharian diet. Breatharians believe that human beings can live on only water and sunshine.
Yeah. Water and sunshine.
Right. Now, I will say that only water and sunshine is a wonderful diet if you're a plant. That is not something that will work for a human being.
I'm in the mood.
Living on air and sunshine provides no caloric or fluid intake. Anyone who claims to be maintaining steady body weight on such a diet is not telling you the truth, they say.
Are you calling me a liar?
I guess Michelle Pfeiffer was doing this for a time. the guy who came up with it, the founder of the Breatharian Institute of America.
Or the Fabulous Baker Boys.
This guy's name is Wiley Brooks. Wiley Brooks is the founder of the Breatharian Institute of America. He got busted several times gorging himself on McDonald's, hot dogs, and Twinkies. No, it's just sunshine and these Twinkies and that McDonald's and these hot dogs.
That's all I need.
That's all I do. That's my secret. Well, don't try any of these. I think you'll find that exercise and maybe not eating as much is probably the best idea. If you're like me, focused on swimsuit season for 2022.
I would say, yeah, some exercise and just drop that second donut.
Number four.
This story comes to us from New Jersey, the Garden State. We're less than a week after its grand opening. A state-of-the-art hot dog stand has been destroyed by a van that crashed into it.
Oh, I don't like hearing that. State-of-the-art, meaning the hot dogs made themselves?
Yeah, I'm very intrigued by the concept of a state-of-the-art hot dog stand. I'm reading here from NJ.com. Covers news in New Jersey.
You know, there's always money in the hot dog stand.
Anthony G. Atrino writes, Dave Martina spent 18 months and $55,000 to turn his dream into reality, owning a state-of-the-art hot dog stand and selling mouth-watering sabrets on Van Houten Avenue in Clifton.
What does that even mean?
Is sabrets like a brand of hot dog? It has to be, right? I've never heard. I'm not familiar. It's apparently New York's number one hot dog. So that would make sense if we were in New Jersey. The dream derailed Wednesday when a van slammed into the building, destroying the newly renovated business and nearly everything inside. Martina said yesterday, quote, I went out for a minute just to go to the store for supplies, and the accident must have happened 10 minutes after that. I got a phone call that you'd better get back. A truck went right through the business. The crash happened at 6 o'clock on Wednesday at the original Jumbo's. Police saying the crash is under investigation and no further information is available. The hot dog stand owner says a friend was working inside and had just served customers hot dog when he saw the van heading for the building and ran out just in time.
Bail.
No.
Bail.
Dave says here, I just opened up a week ago and boom, this happens. Yes, the original Jumbo's celebrated its grand opening on April 28th, selling hot dogs and Italian ice. This is Dave's third hot dog business in the area, but the first one in a great location with custom-made steamers, sinks, and refrigeration, all of which he paid for. Martina's saying here, the opening was overwhelming. Everybody in the neighborhood was so happy that I renovated this place. It goes back to the 1800s, and I brought the history of selling hot dogs back. I did everything from rewiring the place to fixing the foundation, plumbing, the lighting, the floors, the walls, and state-of-the-art equipment. The van driver was a construction worker who had been hired by the owner of a nearby pizzeria. See, okay. That sounds suspicious to me.
Yep.
Oh, this guy thinks he's going to put a hot dog stand up. There's a pizzeria town. Send him a van he can't refuse.
Take this, Frankfurter.
Are you kidding me? This guy's going to come over here and open up a hot dog stand so close to my pizzeria? On the day of your daughter's wedding, I ask, please drive the van into the hot dog stand. It's state of the art. I can't compete with that. Oh, boy!
Angela! Who's driving the van, Angela? A-O-O-A! If I destroy the hot dog stand, does that make me the boss? Who knows, Angela?
Dave says everything's destroyed. It's gone. There's nothing to save. Nothing to salvage. Now, luckily, he's got insurance. That'll cover the physical damage.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. And he also told the responding firefighters that they should take all of the hot dogs that weren't ruined in the crash.
Just go ahead. Take them.
Quote, whatever hot dogs were in there,
they're done.
I told the fire department.
I can't look at them.
Whatever you can grab. Just donate it to charity. So the firefighters were putting stuff in a cooler that they had. Firefighters show up with a cooler?
They did not give it to charity.
You know, that's, well.
Take that back to the fire station.
We're eating hot dogs for weeks back here. I can't with these hot dogs. Would you guys take them away?
I can't look at them. My God.
State of the art.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah, I feel like state of the art hot dog stand should have like robots serving the hot dogs.
Yeah, or the hot dog makes itself.
Well, I don't know if I want to eat a self-aware hot dog that cooks itself. I think there'd be some ethical problems with that.
Put me in your mouth. I'm delicious.
I'm a plumper.
Did you ever watch that movie when you were in grade school where the girl does acid and then the hot dog starts talking to her?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, what? It scared the hell out of me. Sabret. It says hot dog or frankfurter, whatever your preference. Everyone prefers Sabret. New York's number one dog, renowned for fabulous taste and consistency. And the famous snap. Of their natural casing, all beef frankfurters. Every Sabret hot dog is always fresh and bursting with flavor because Sabret has been committed to outstanding quality and the ultimate satisfaction of loyal customers for almost 100 years. Let's see if I can find this. It was
satisfaction guaranteed.
Right? And then the hot dog started talking to me and saying I should eat it, but then when I put it in its mouth, it was screaming and telling me that it had a family. You didn't watch that? Like, it was a film strip.
Huh.
They wanted to scare the hell out of you when you were a kid, saying if you take acid, you won't be able to ever enjoy a hot dog again.
I got the hot dog up to my mouth again, and I was ready to bite, and the scream got louder. And it hit me. No, it couldn't be. And I looked down at the hot dog, and there was a face on him. Eyes, nose, a mouth. I had put the ketchup to where it looked like his hair. And he started telling me that I couldn't eat him. That he had a wife and 7 kids at home to support. And I stood there with his hot dog and asked Terry, do you know this hot dog is talking to me?
Mm-hmm. You never watched that when you were a kid in school? The
aren't there 8 hot dogs in a pack? 8 or 10?
Are you suggesting?
But
that
not
the,
9.
That
I know it's not 9.
Talking hot dog brought on by the psychoactive drugs that this woman took was somehow telling her a lie.
Yes. You might have 8 hot dogs in a pack or 10,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have 9. Never seen that.
Yeah, you're right. That doesn't make any sense.
So your wife, and 7 kids? Doesn't add up.
I just never stop at leaving. Say no to acid.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I've never done acid, but it was quite a while before I could even have a hot dog again after we were shown that movie.
Really?
In like 8th grade.
It spooked you, huh?
Yeah, it just freaked me out. Like, the idea of, there was the video where, it wasn't even a video, it was, back then it was on a film projector. And you hear stories about, you know, was it Art Linkletter's kid that thought she could fly and flew out the window? You know, that's one thing, I get that. But let's leave hot dogs out of it, please.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Whatever, Art.
Art, you might want to move the kids into a ranch home.
Yeah, right. The daughter jumped out of the building on wings of stupidity.
Not the best.
He's over it now.
Well, yeah, by now it's he's made his peace with it. They're together. Do you think that was the first thing he asked her in heaven? Like, why the hell did you think you can fly? What kind of orange sunshine did you put on your tongue?
I've never been strung out on anything in my life except music.
creeps touching your luggage, Jack. Can't have it, man.
I mean, I know it's their jobs.
Everybody's got a job to do.
Five.
Number five.
Got a Florida story to share with you. These are always exciting.
Damn.
No, again, the state of Florida, not the...
Florida.
Not the mom on Good Times. This one involves... This is a pretty succinct Florida headline. Gator breaks into garage and drinks family's Diet Coke. This happened in Collier County, Florida. Let's let 7 News Miami give us the details here.
All right, check this out. Quite a scare at home for a Florida couple when they got a visit from an unwelcome house guest, a gator sneaking into their garage.
And as 7's Joe Rosa shows us, it made quite the mess.
Karen Dobson and her husband Jamie were watching TV Wednesday night in their Collier County home when they heard what they thought was a car accident.
The crash was so big, like wicked.
Wicked and wild.
I opened the garage door about a quarter way, peek my head in, and there's the alligator.
As well.
You think
as
a car crash took place in your garage?
Thank you for pointing out how ridiculous that is. And also, what were you watching on TV, you maniacs? That's what I want to know. We were watching Young Sheldon when we thought a car crash happened somehow mysteriously in our garage where the doors were closed.
We thought a high-speed car crash had just taken place in our garage.
He opens the garage door expecting there to be a car crash? I don't know how they got up to such an incredible speed in our garage to slam into each other in such a way, but welcome to Florida.
Welcomed.
Very quickly, close the door. Karen, we have an alligator in our garage. Something I, coming from the Midwest, really haven't experienced before.
The Dobsons are from the Windy City, so a gator in the garage, definitely a first.
After I finish screaming, she goes, you've got to be kidding.
I said, come on, like, what are you talking? Give me a break, you're pulling a fast one.
The only fast one was this guy.
See, if I moved to Florida, I would expect to have a gator in the garage, and I'm from the Midwest. I would expect to have a gator in the garage, like, within the first week. How these two are completely taken by surprise is shocking to me.
We moved to Florida to acquire as many STDs as we possibly could.
A nearly 8-foot gator. The Dobson's making a quick call to Trapper Ray.
We're all standing up there scared.
Give Trapper Ray a call. Get him on the speed dial.
Cat, like,
open the garage door. You know, the gator starts to back up. Mouth is wide open at this point.
Trapper Ray wrangled the gator, but when Ray left, there was quite the mess.
We're getting ready for a party. We have cases of soda and everything else.
The gator's beverage of choice.
There was Diet Coke was spewing everywhere because the gator was interested, tore open the box, had a few cans, probably thought it was beer, maybe. I don't know.
What the Dobsons do know. Keep the garage closed so there aren't any more wild surprises.
People have sent me texts and emails. Gator girl, they have all these comments. Crikey, mate. You know, what a great birthday present, Karen.
That alligator was taken from the home and relocated safely. Reporting from the Satellite Center, Joe Rotes, 7 News.
He probably thought it was beer.
What kind of party were you going to have?
Sounds like a birthday party. It's her birthday, you see.
Yeah,
and now they're going to call her Gator Girl?
I don't think so.
Oh, you think maybe it was going to be a party where people put keys in a fishbowl?
Yeah, a lot of swapping going on.
Happy birthday. There's a gator in
Everybody keep your wits about you. Enjoy.
Wait a minute. Did that gator just put his keys in the fishbowl? Am I going to end up... Are we doing a gator swap party?
Uh-huh.
What goes on down here? This is not how we do things in the Midwest. Did everybody bring a gator to take a turn with my wife?
Everyone's allowed one Diet Coca-Cola. And then we get down to business.
We get down to what we call sexual brass tacks. Well... Welcome to Florida. The fact that you didn't know that you would get a gator in your garage at some point, they really should have explained that to you. Whoever sold you the house did you a major, major disservice.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That'll do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
But it was like that, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Alfie?
Thanks for downloading the show and subscribing to it and leaving reviews and certainly listening to it. You must have, or you wouldn't hear me right now. Thanks so much for listening. Until we get a chance to do it again, Darren, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock Island. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Okay, so I'll see you later, huh? I'll give you a call.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.